Okay, wait. Hi, this is Kenny.
And this is Mark.
And this is...
All I Want to Do is Talk About Madonna.
Album 1, Side 1, Track 3.
Burning Up.
From the very second this song starts, when that beat comes in, and then the guitar riff,
yeah.
I'm just like, take me away.
Burning Up's amazing. Burning Up is the song on Madonna, I think, that is most like Madonna of that time. It's raw, it's sexy, it's punky. When she evokes David Bowie, or she evokes Iggy Pop, or she evokes, you know, early Prince and how inspirational like punk people were. She mentions Chrissy Hynde all the time. I always remind people, when people don't believe that she really was into those, I always remind them of Burning Up.
Because
it's her punk song.
Yeah. And she sounds so good with that guitar and the bass. Like, it's like really natural.
Yes.
Because I think that's also the kind of music she was kind of doing with Breakfast Club.
Yes.
It was a little more rock, a little more, you know,
angular.
Not punk, but I would say new wave, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, we talked about Lucky Star and Borderline and that there's a yearning in those, but this song to me has like the real yearning.
Yes.
You know? And I also feel like this song brings up another like trope that we should keep looking at, which is Madonna's breath in songs.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. She's always, her breath is in a lot of songs.
She moans a lot.
Or just breathes.
Yes.
And I think that's so interesting because I think, for me, like, a lot of Madonna songs are like these life force songs. And so to hear her breath, and sometimes you can hear her intake before, and I think they leave those in consciously. There's something very human about that.
It's also only Madonna on the track. There are no backup singers. It's her vocals overlaying it.
Yeah. Do you think that when it was first being recorded that it had more production and they stripped stuff away? Or do you think it was always that spare?
I have a feeling it started as a spare piece and it worked so well. I think they started with the plan that they would add more stuff. And then as they went with the rest of the record, this just kind of stayed the way it was. I also think that this was one of those tracks where Madonna really brought it for the take. And probably sang it twice.
Oh yeah, I think so too. She's kind of famous, right, for talking about how she loves to record those kind of scratch vocals, and oftentimes those stay as the true vocals.
Yeah.
Like, she likes to be in grungy spaces, or she does it in her apartment or whatever, and they do it on a cheap machine and then they leave those in. And this sounds like that pure.
Burning Up is a great example of a Madonna song that forces you to meet it on its terms.
There's nothing else like it.
Yeah. And I think she never does anything like this again for a few albums.
Yeah. I mean, when's the next time you think of a song that Madonna uses guitar and like just bass?
Oh gosh.
Cause I would say the next time I really can think of it is like, I'm So Stupid.
Wow. No. I mean, I think the Prince contributions to Like a Prayer are as close as we get to this.
You
later.
Mean, that fucked up track at the end of the album?
Act of Contrition?
Yeah.
No. But the guitar at the beginning of Like a Prayer and things like that. That's about as close as we get again
to
electric
rock and
guitars.
Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while.
Yeah.
Though in concert, you know, in the Virgin Tour, I feel like there's a lot of guitar.
Yeah.
And like Gambler, I feel like was kind of more of a rock song. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Gambler, I think is one of those songs like that is of Burning Up. Burning Up is also one of the songs that,
it's the same beat actually.
And Breakfast Club did do this song.
Oh.
Breakfast Club did play Burning Up. It's one of the oldest songs on the album in terms of writing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And it's one that
she
brought.
Is it a Stephen Bray song?
I think it is a Stephen Bray Madonna song. And this is another video. There was a video for this song. It was, I think, her first real video.
Yeah, I think this was before she did Lucky Star
and Borderline.
Borderline. Yeah. Yes.
And it's her writhing on a street.
Yeah, but there's also
in a white dress, in a white sheath.
Yeah, she's in that. I don't think it's her most stunning look.
No,
but it is the most raw look. I don't totally understand the story. She's like in a car, then she's on the road, Did she get hit by the car?
No, she's driving to her lover in the car, but she takes a break because she's so overwhelmed, and she sits on the side of the road and rolls around on the on the pavement. Mm.
Yeah. So, and but it was very, it was dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the ground was dirty.
It lacks some nuance.
Yeah.
There's not the sense of humor that I think everyone.
Right.
You know, there's no wing.
And I want to say this was a single before the others.
Yes.
But it didn't take.
It was a hit in Australia. I do know that. I mean, I think it was one of those songs that it's had this life in a different way. Dress You Up is another one like that. That was never a big hit.
It was a big hit here. It was like top 10.
Yeah, but it was never. Never a signature song.
Sure.
But the fans always loved it, and I think when Madonna brought it back into concert tour with that guitar version during the Reinvention tour. I think it was Reinvention she brought it back.
I didn't see that tour.
And she was in repair mode. But she brought it back, and I think it was like it harkened back to her rocker roots because she had been eager to kind of re-embrace that. And
Dress You Up?
No, Burning Up.
I was like, what are you talking about? Dress You Up. You can't talk about that yet.
Burning Up.
Okay, listen, we have to end, but what's your favorite lyric from Burning Up?
Bending over backwards now, would you be pleased?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to see me down on my knees? That's the part that I always was like, you know, and then I'm on fire.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Because that is like how it feels and how Madonna is. She's a star that has come down and she's burning. She's burning.
She's burning. I think my mother heard this song and wasn't thrilled.
I can imagine. No, so, it feels
sexy. It's
dirty.
Raw and sexy.
Yeah.
And it was the beginning of a long conversation, let's just say, about sexuality and women.
All right, I'll take that. Let's leave it there.
All right.
All right.
Till next time.
Bye.